Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
Welcome back to 7 to the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Scott Arno continue to be with us. Scott is the VP of Soho Solutions. He is a security advocate, thesecurityadvocate.com, right, Scott?
Exactly.
So check that out. And Scott helps has got a lot of great clients that he works with. And so if you, I encourage you to check out his website and see what he's got going on. Scott, thanks again for being here. New techniques in targeting business email these days. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. So there's a type of attack we discussed, I guess, a few months ago called a business email compromise. And the numbers on this are pretty staggering. I think according to the FBI, they released an alert a little earlier this year which noted that I believe it was about October 2013 till April of this year, there were 18,000 reports totaling $2.3 billion in losses. These are big and they're nasty. The way they typically work is the bad guys will get in there and basically try to pretend that they are a vendor or an executive at your company. And they try and trick you into sending wired funds out. Like it'll be an executive saying, oh, quick, you got to send this out to the vendor now. Or it'll be a vendor saying, oh, hey, by the way, we changed our details. Could you update it? This new version of it, which was reported on in the last few days, is basically a step further. What they do here is they take it out of the middle itself. So try and imagine you're looking to contact your vendor. Mm-hmm. What they do is they actually compromise the vendor's system itself.
Wow.
So that when the vendor is dealing with you directly via email, it's not directly. They're sending what's called a redirect on their email. So you try and email them to set something up, and it redirects to the scammer's email. The scammer then reads all the detail and sends it along to the seller.
How are they finding out that we're doing this? Doing these transactions?
The first thing they do is they have to compromise the system of the seller.
Right.
Typically what they'll do is they'll send in like a phishing email or some other trick like that where they'll get into the system and be able to see what's happening.
Right.
And then they set up
which
this
might,
redirect
which might be
email.
A big which might be a big company, right?
It could be a big company.
The reason I say that is I have ordered things from a big company, and within seconds I would get an email that was obviously a scam, but only because I knew what they looked like. But it was a really, really, really good one, referring to an overnight delivery.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean? In other words, it would be normal for me to receive that from this vendor I'm buying from. But it wasn't them. But my point is, more than once this has happened, that was just too darn coincidental.
Oh, yeah.
It's too darn timely to be coincidence.
That's a phishing attack, but it's related. The trick here is all in changing the wire transfer information so that when you pay out,
right.
The payment goes to the bad guy.
They actually change the material part of the email itself. They actually tinker with the actual email.
Yeah, they'll literally change the wire numbers. But I guess the most important tip I would give to your listeners, it's always good to confirm. Now, what I mean by that is anytime you're setting up a new wire transfer relationship with any vendor, get a landline number and talk to them. Make sure that the numbers are actually correct. And the same thing goes anytime there's any change for any reason. You always want to make sure that you're actually having a phone conversation. Mm-hmm. In terms of securing your own email from the bad guys trying to break in, you can add in what's called two-factor authentication, which can be basically just means a second way of proving that you're the right person for the account.
Right.
So if they steal the password, they'll also need to say, steal your phone, because it'll... Like the two-factor authentication will send a little code to your phone that you have to type in.
Right.
But if they don't have your phone, they can't get that code.
Right.
And it'll be like a one-time kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you always want to make sure you're trying to make it harder for them to get in. Because at the end of the day, if they're dealing with something like that, and this is a volume business, they move on to the next business.
See, I refuse to email to put my credit card information in the body of an email.
That's another good point you make there, Jim. What you can also do when you set it up with a vendor is make sure you've exchanged all the wire information. then have them send invoices without any wire information attached. Mm-hmm. It can simply be referred to, you know, pay to pre-existing bank information.
Right.
That way the bad guys don't have a number to work with.
Mm-hmm.
The less information they have, the better it is for you.
Yeah, you got to figure out a way to break the stream of information to those guys. So, yeah, folks, these are just and most of these things you're talking about, these are common sense things.
Yeah.
They're not even technical things. They're common sense.
A lot of it is. I mean, making sure there's a procedure to always back stuff up by a voice call directly to a number you already have is critical.
Face-to-face is still important. The Security Advocate, Scott Arno, good job today. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Scott joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.